Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Gary Fenton is a pastor, author, and promoter of the spiritual side of leading to make a lasting difference in the world. At age 72, he is still a popular speaker, frequent presenter at leadership conferences and business retreats, as well as other events around the world. He is also author of 4 books, one of his most popular being Good for Goodness Sake. Gary and his wife, Alta Faye, live in Birmingham, Alabama. They have 3 adult daughters and 5 grandchildren, which he says are pretty great grandchildren. All right. Well, good morning, Gary. So good to have you here with us this rainy Monday morning. Thanks for being with me and being on the Small Time Leader podcast.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, good. Well, I know you're going to tell us about you being a pastor as long as you've had. You know a lot of folks and met a lot of people, but I'm going to ask you to talk about 2 of them today. But before we do that, I'd like to know just what do you feel thankful for today in your life?
Well, I'm very grateful that in my career, I've had worked 2 places that I've really been able to believe in the vision. I was pastor at Dawson Memorial Baptist Church for almost 26 years. Mm-hmm. And wow, I enjoyed every minute of that because I realized that what we were trying to accomplish there was something that I really wanted to accomplish in life. And now I work at Samford University. And I believe in the vision here at Samford. And I've got an outstanding president, Andy Westmoreland. And I can't wait to get to work every day. And I only work part-time, but I've been blessed for now close to 30 years, waking up every morning, can't wait to get to work.
Yeah. I tell you what, I think you're the most energetic 72-year-old I've ever met. Thanks for, and it sounds like you just love life, and that's great. So tell me about that small-time leader that made a big difference in your life. Tell us about one of them.
Well, I met Mr. Collins when freshman in high school. I moved to Oklahoma City to go to college. I was from a small town in southwest Missouri. And I went and interviewed at JCPenney for a job. And I went in and he asked me a few basic questions. And then he said, I got an application you need to fill out. And I said, well, sir, I don't have a pen. Could you give me a pen? And he looked at me and he stared at me for a moment. And he says, are you telling me that you came to a job interview in which you knew you would have an application and you don't have anything to write with? I said, yes, sir. He says, well, let this be a learning experience for you. Never go to any meeting without something to write with, because he says, I expect you to come to work prepared every day. Okay. And he says, your first day of work in some ways is your first interview. And he says, you came unprepared. So he says, I'm going to loan you this pen. And he says, I want you to fill it out, but the next time I see you, I want you to have something to write with. And he said, part of writing is, he said, you need something in your pocket to write with where you can evaluate every meeting. He said, you need to take notes before and after. He says, it'll help you have an agenda for every meeting. That was transformative as an 18-year-old. For a guy, and he scared the holy water out of me. He was so direct with it. But he was really, there was a kindness to him. I ended only working for him about 3 to 4 weeks, and I got another job that due to my hours at school. Mm-hmm. And I never saw him again, but man, was I grateful for the fact that he gave me the idea of having something to write with. He also helped me to know how to take notes.
Yeah. So that was, you're 18. That's a few years ago. So how's that played out in your life, the things he taught you that day?
Well, when I started being a pastor, a lot of it started when before I became a pastor. First of all, anytime I went for a job interview, I took a pen with me. But as soon as I became a pastor, make sure that I would take notes after every meeting. Just two or three notes, because I felt I could trust my memory, but I realized that, you know, the next day you only remembered some of the things, and the time went on. I would take some notes out of that meeting, write them down, and then after a while, I began taking notes before the meeting. What did I know about the person? Why did I think they were coming to see me? What was my agenda for the meeting? And to make sure at some time I ask them, usually at the start, well, you know, what would you like to accomplish in our meeting today? How can I help you? That it all began with the idea that you need a pen to write with.
Wow. Yeah. And to have been in the ministry and stay at one church for 25 years, I know it was more than taking notes and bringing your pen to the meeting. So,
right.
You know, we talked a little bit about that, how it helped you think about preparing for meetings and that sort of thing as well. So what else did you take from that that's been helpful for you in your leadership?
Well, I think the idea of that every meeting needs to, you need some kind of planning to go into it. Now, you may be planning, you may be planning on the spot. You may for example, if an employee comes to see me and he's angry, one of the first things I need to do is, you know, to think to myself, how am I going to handle this? Right. And rather than just rolling with, you know, the punches, and first you need to find out what his issue is or what their concern is, need to find out how I can help. And also recognizing that in every meeting, if you're meeting with someone that's an employee, your number one goal has to be how to help them rather than how to correct them. And if you can help them and put yourself in the role, and I go back to, you know, Mr. Collins and thinking, he could have just, you know, ignored my conversation and, you know, and handed me a pen and not said anything, but he helped me. And if I can begin every meeting with every individual with, how can I help you? Yeah. And often that means listening, and it means holding my response to later, because you need to find out what they're feeling, what they're thinking. And same was true in counseling, because it was so easy in counseling to jump ahead and try to give them advice before you knew what the problem was.
Sure.
And generally just to listen to them and help them be able to express it themselves. And frequently they arrived at the own conclusion before you did.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned a presentation you made about teaching instead of telling people.
Right.
I guess that kind of comes from this situation. I know whenever I'm meeting with someone and they actually take notes, it lets me know they're really listening. And maybe that's part of what this is about.
It really is. In the presentation I make, teaching people how to work rather than telling people how to work.
Yeah.
We deal with you need to explain, and when you're telling people, you're primarily giving instruction, and then there needs to be Q&A. But I found that ability to take notes and write it all the time, that does help you know that the person's learning. Of course, you know, there are some people, that's the reason they take notes, to make you think that they're paying attention. But hey, I don't need to know their motive in it. So I can just work on the assumption they can begin with the right motive.
Well, great. Well, this is what a simple concept to take a pen. That's kind of an anchor for you as you kind of go in. You always remember Mr. Collins and his graciousness and also directness with you. And so what would you tell the listeners something they might could take from this to apply to their everyday life as a leader?
Well, to me, one of the main takeaways is always be prepared. And that's, you know, that's the old scout model. But it's the idea of meetings don't happen just by chance. Yeah. You need to be prepared for them. And part of the preparation is, yeah, it's taking a pen, that's a portion of it. But it is the deliberate forethought of what you anticipate without arriving at conclusions. Because sometimes in the process of preparing, I arrived in advance at what I thought they were going to tell me and the answer that I was going to give to them and how I would resolve it. But I needed to recognize that being prepared was more the determination to listen, to engage, to observe, to take notes.
Wow. Well, thanks so much for sharing that with us today, Gary, that the one little event that teaches us all about how to be prepared, and leaders are always prepared, and especially that. And Mr. Collins was a small thing that made a big difference. Thanks so much for being with us. And we'll see you on Thursday for our next Small Time Leader podcast.
Thank you very much for the privilege of being on today.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to MichaelAllenTate.com or SmallTimeLeaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.